really a lot of the feedback is where what the future holds for Sanford. You know, the 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, and a 20 year type program of what type of development we want to see. You know, what kind of businesses we want to see come into town. You know, the social atmosphere of Sanford and how it all kind of ties together. That's the most important thing. In my mind, is that we have four pretty distinct style areas within the city of Sanford, and how do we pull all those together to kind of work in sync with one another? And so that's what the group is really charged with, is, you know, where are we going to be in those milestone marks of the years that go by?
When you say four distinct areas, do you mean geographical locations?
Geographically, and you know, we've got Georgetown, we've got Goldsboro, we've got South, and then we've got the West Side, which has the, you know, the new what I would call the box development, the mall, the big box stores, the car dealerships of sorts. So pretty distinct areas as far as geographically and socially, so to speak.
Where does the city center fit into that? Is that a separate unit all of its own?
Yeah, you've got the downtown corridor, which is the old bricks and mortar, you know, from the original setting of Sanford, and you know, that's our downtown corridor is what other cities are actually trying to recreate with new bricks and mortar. It's kind of the core, and as they say, the old saying of as downtown goes, so goes the city. So, you know, we've got a CRA there, Community Redevelopment Agency, that's getting ready to sunset. We've put a lot of money into downtown, and that's really the crux of our where people come to see and spend time. So that's a very distinct area also.
Now, when you talk about the four distinct areas of Sanford, I mean, when you walk around the city, when you drive around it, do you get the sense that when you move from one area to another, for example, going from French Avenue into Goldsboro, it's like there is quite a distinct division there? I mean, do you want to sort of create more porousness between those areas? Like, or how do you sort of bridge those gaps?
You try. There's always been, with 1792 being right through the middle of town, there's always kind of been a separation on the east side and the west side as far as that's concerned. You know, with us putting the public safety complex several years ago on the west side in Goldsboro, we haven't done a very good job of pulling Goldsboro in, not really pulling them in, but making them a part of the city, so to speak. And so what we've done is we've reached out on a couple different levels with our CDBG money to where the roadway improvements have gone to the public safety complex, and then it just ends. And then you've got the old Goldsboro down, you know, historic Goldsboro Boulevard. Well, we want to take that and do the beautification on down through 13th, which kind of ties that into 1792 and ties it into what's happening on the east side of town also in the downtown corridor.
Mm-hmm. So some of the ideas proposed: welcoming signs throughout the city, updating building codes and ordinances, and as you say, connecting parts of the city to a trail system. What else can you tell me about those ideas?
Well, the trail system is going to be huge. We're starting the project on Lake Monroe, the Riverwalk extension, which will go from I-4 to the zoo, and then we'll go from French Avenue out to the hospital. And what's neat about the concept is we've tied in the two businesses, the zoo and the hospital, that are making the way stops. And what that does, that almost creates a bookend effect. So we'll be able to go out for grant money for the remainder of the trail system, and that actually ties into the Volusia County all the way around Lake Monroe for biking, for hiking, and such. But what it also does is SunRail is just to the south of that area, and we want to make sure we make the trails connect into the SunRail department or SunRail area, which is going to be huge for us. You know, some people say that we're a little disadvantaged by the placement of our SunRail. We're kind of blessed in a way, because we've got a blank slate out there. We've got a lot of vacant property. You know, we're creating our TOD, the layover of the transportation style development, and how all this ties together with the international airport, the zoo, the waterfront. You know, we've got a great opportunity over the next 10 years. We just got to make sure that we do it right the first time.
And for our listeners, TOD, I think, refers to transit-oriented design, those sort of design elements that tie in rail or bus or what have you, public transportation and you know, perhaps apartments or shops and the likes that are close to that center of transportation.
Absolutely.